Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm the host of this program that presents live music to Westchester County and White Plains in particular. Today we have a special guest via Danbury, via Tucson, Ms. Namely Brennett.
Yes.
And I was saying a little prayer I was going to get it right.
And you did get it right.
That's
so
right.
It worked. Yeah.
Okay. Namely, it was so great for you to show up at such short notice. We connected through a co-worker of mine, Malcolm Chesworth. Want to give him a shout out. And like I said in last show, if Malcolm likes you, you got to be good. Because Malcolm knows.
He's pretty picky.
He's got the gift. He understands music. He knows what's good. Anyway, so he suggested I get you on the show, and we did a little email back and forth, which was awesome, and here you are. And actually, as we discussed before, your show last night in New Haven was just monstrous.
Yes. Depends how you define monstrous, but
monstrously good,
right. Yeah.
You got to play, Malcolm said you got to play an hour and a half when you usually just get a half an hour.
Well, you know, he usually catches me at the Tucson Folk Festival, and there's just hundreds of artists that play there, so they give everybody like a 25-minute slot and 5 minutes to plug in your guitar, so it's like you got to do your thing pretty quickly up there.
You know, I've lately become enamored with the White Plains Library. I go there every Sunday, and I take out 5 or 6 DVDs, 5 or 6 CDs, and I just got this CD, John Sebastian's Greatest Hits. Hmm. And your voice and his are a little similar, in a good way. What?
I've never heard him before.
You never heard John Sebastian? You know why? Because he's from the, you know, the Lovin' Spoonful?
I know the name. Oh, I hope I'm not embarrassing myself.
No. Summer in the City. Younger Girl. What a Day for a Daydream.
Not ringing a bell.
I love it, because now people are going to make fun of me after the show. Man, you sure know how to make yourself look old. Okay. But anyway, he's great and you're great.
Well, thanks.
So, why do you do the solo route instead of, let's say, a duo or a trio or even a band?
Well, I originally started playing solo just to try and become a better guitar player. I felt like I had a couple of musicians and I was kind of leaning on them for rhythm and stuff, and I really wanted to just build. I thought if I can do it with a guitar by itself, then I'll feel like I'm really learning something. But then it became a really practical thing as far as touring. It's a really hard way to make money, just hitting the road and playing coffee houses or selling CDs. So I honestly don't know how people do it with a band. It's hard sometimes to do it with just one person. And I can't imagine, you know, trying to make a living.
So you never do duo shows?
If I'm in Tucson, I probably will bring up some friends of mine that are musicians.
Yeah, I know the way
shows.
That goes.
Yeah.
So, you invite them up for Tucson.
Yeah, and occasionally on the road I bump into people that I've met touring and we'll kind of sit on each other's songs or something.
I went to college near Cambridge. We had a coffee house called Chumley's on my college campus, which was, this was a dormitory that was a castle. They brought the castle over from Europe.
Oh, wow.
And they had a little bar, and it was a Brandeis University. And I bet you they still have it. And I remember Passim's in Cambridge.
Yeah, I played there.
And I know Tom Rush organizes a whole folk scene on the East Coast. That's right. Someone was suggesting to me that you play... It's going to come to me. Right across the river. But anyway, I get you. It's tough to make a living. Mm-hmm. Would you play some songs for us?
You know, maybe I will.
Okay.
As I get more comfortable, I also get more sarcastic.
You know what? I love sarcasm.
This is a song based on The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. And just basically tells the story of this family in the Great Depression that loses their farm and goes to California looking for work and kind of gets pushed around by a lot of different people. And it's kind of just a snapshot of that, sort of the desperation of somebody.
Nice, very nice. So that's from your new album.
Oh right, nice.
And you're very prolific.
Sort of, yeah. Yes.
This one's called Until From This Dream I Wake.
Yes.
And that was your lead-off track, Grapes of Wrath.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Now, was it inspired by the book or the movie or?
It absolutely was inspired by the book. I literally finished it and sat down and wrote the song a few days later or something.
Wow.
It's the kind of book that it's just it paints such a vivid picture, and it really it reminded me kind of a lot of what's happening now, just with you know, all the foreclosures, and a lot of people I know are losing their homes and stuff, and it just seems like nobody's really stepping up to help, you know? It's like people are spending billions of dollars giving these bailouts, and then nobody's actually lending any money, and it's a very similar kind of mentality in the book, where it's like they're sort of the haves, you know, the people who own the orchards, and they really don't seem to care that all these people are really suffering because it's increasing their profits. And
well, I usually don't talk about politics, but here's my take on it. Very simple. George Washington tried to set up a fair, honest democracy. He went out of his way to make compromises, do all kinds of things. After a while, the country became kind of bought and paid for by corporations. But I'm okay with that if they're U.S. corporations. My issue is when they're multinational corporations who have no loyalty to this country. Hmm. So if multinational corporations buy and sell politicians, I have a problem. So that's my little speech.
Okay.
But what are you going to play next?
Well, this is a song off my previous CD. It's actually on a couple. I have a live CD that came out before my previous CD. And I wrote the song, and I had just written it, and it was on the live CD. But I really wanted I sort of had envisioned a different recording for it.
Sure.
So I put it on the Singer Shine Your Light.
Now, people can get these. They can go to your website, which is your name, and I'm sure it's flashing through our bellies
right
as we speak.
Right here on my guitar. Look at this.
Okay.
Handily enough.
And who signed this? Who scrawled that?
Although it looks like a 2-year-old with a Sharpie, it's actually Ani DeFranco.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's big time.
I met up with her at a radio station in Tucson. She was really nice, and she took a few minutes and signed my guitar.
All right, so let's hear it.
So this song is it's called a lottery song, and it's sort of about the idea, which I grew up with in an Irish Catholic family with 5 kids. We were always short of money, but nevertheless, we bought like lottery tickets every week religiously, because it was sort of this idea of like, you know, maybe we'll be the lucky ones and we'll get whisked out of poverty or something.
My friend calls the lottery the stupid tax.
You know, I've heard that before too. I guess, you know, supposedly the odds of winning the lottery are worse than getting hit by lightning or something like that?
Well, you have to understand, the first thing they do is take half the money that people
pay. For taxes.
And no, for the lottery, if 100 million people buy 100 million tickets, they take half of it out, and they only pay out the other half.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's worse than anything, but go on. The lottery.
Right, it's just sort of about the idea of, you know, for most people, that's probably not going to happen. So, I mean, not to be really morbid, but it's sort of like, you know, you live your life with this idea that it's going to get better at some point, you know, if some miracle drops out of the sky. But it's maybe better to try and, you know, make peace with your circumstances, or try and actually do something to get yourself out of where you are, or I don't know, trying to just be okay.
Well, I grew up with this show called The Millionaire, and the main premise of that was every week someone got $1 million and it ruined their life.
Oh, well, there you
every
go.
Every week.
Perfect.
No one handled it.
Funny.
Let's hear it.
So, okay. Yeah. Elvis' mom in Cadillac.
Sound different. So I just strum chords. I don't finger pick. And you just make it sound like a great... That song was a little reminiscent to me of What If Jesus Sat Next to Me on the Bus. Remember that song?
I know the name. But
yeah, what if he was one of us or something. But that's a beautiful song. Now, I know you're dying to strap that harmonica around your neck.
Yes. There it is. A lot of times I bring stuff on stage and I forget that I ever brought it.
Well, my favorite remark of today's show is someone in the studio who will remain nameless thought it was a necklace. Probably going to ask you where you got it, too.
At the music store. I've lost like three of these things. It's so easy because all you have to do is, I usually hang it on a mic stand, you know, if I'm not playing it. And if it's a festival or something, it's like they're really in a hurry to get you off that stage. And they're surprisingly expensive, you know? It's like, it's probably, you know, $40 for the harmonica and $30 for the little holder.
Yeah, harmonicas are...
Cha-ching.
Yeah, right there, you've eaten up half your gig money.
It's sad when it happens, especially when you're on a plane somewhere and you realize it.
Now, that's a Hohner Marine Band?
This is a Hohner Blues Harp.
Oh, okay.
Which is, I just love them. They're made of wood instead of plastic. And they have a little bit of a different sound. They're just kind of bigger and honkier sounding, I guess. I don't know.
So what are you going to honk us with now?
Well, I'm not really going to honk, actually. I'm going to gently kind of caress some sounds out of it. I first traveled through upstate New York, I would guess maybe 4 years ago or something. And I made the drive from Albany to Ithaca. And there was something really magical about it. And I don't know. I was just really inspired, and so I was writing song lyrics down while I drove. I had a clipboard on my passenger seat, and I was trying to write the words without looking at them. So I'd drive and kind of go like this and write them down. But I was just really taken with the area. I don't know what it is. So this is a song that's, it probably should be on a commercial about New York or something, because it just mentions, like, a lot of...
Anybody listening?
It doesn't mention White Plains, though. Oh, I might have to write a fourth verse for it or something and find something that rhymes
with
White Plains.
Remember that song, We Built This City, by Jefferson Starship, and they cut like 7 different versions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when they sent the CD out, every city had that city in the version.
Oh, funny.
So, I'm waiting for White Plains.
You might have to wait till next time I come back.
I'm used to waiting.
Churches and the silos, lonely hours stretch out into miles. Oh, 81, what have you done through my soul? The highway runs and the memory of it lingers. Stretching out like fingers, oh, Buffalo. Did you go Syracuse? I miss you too. Nothing to keep me from Poughkeepsie. 'Cause every city's got a soul. And my love is thicker than Ithaca. Thank you.
call that?
I call that Ithaca.
No, thicker than Ithaca.
That's cleverness in there.
You manage to weave quite a spell when you play.
Yeah?
For someone who claims they're nervous, you seem very relaxed when you perform.
Oh, I think it's because I've done it so much that I can sort of just, I don't know, it's very natural at this point. I used to, when I was in college, I was a jazz piano minor.
Oh, my goodness.
And a composition major. But I used to get so nervous playing the piano that my knees would knock together.
So, that's right. You went to college in...
In Danbury.
Well, thank you so much for coming down and sharing your life and your tunes with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time around.
I'll be back.
Wow.